At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad presented by Kia. In this edition, we catch up with Magic man Jonathan Isaac. We check in on his rehab, how he's coming along to this point, and could he be ready if and when the NBA season were to resume? Could it be possible that Jonathan Isaac would be out there on the floor for the Orlando Magic? So you don't want to miss that answer for sure. What clicked for him defensively this year, and what are his goals on the defensive end, and how does he improve offensively? We've already seen tremendous strides here this year, working with Tracy McGrady during the offseason, how much that meant to him. He also touches on his faith. He is a man of deep faith, and how important it is for him to work on his character, and really all of us, and he gives us some great wisdom into that as well. We touch on his time at Florida State, the postseason last year against Toronto, and what was working for this Magic team before the work stoppage. All that and more on this edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad presented by Kia.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
It's another edition of Magic Pod Squad, and this podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. Oh, it has been way too long, my friend. We finally get to see Jonathan Isaac. It's been over a month, almost a month and a half since our last game. How you doing? You're looking good.
I'm doing good. I was just thinking when you guys were saying Pod Squad, you guys need like a little like music in the back, like Pod Squad.
Yes.
Pod Squad. But no, I'm good. I've been chilling. I've been just hanging in there, doing my rehab, helping out with the community initiative and all that. So everything's been great.
And now you're a producer, so we can get a soundtrack now too, because we have zero, we put zero work into this from a music standpoint.
West to make a track for Pod Squad.
That's right.
We need that. We need that. I had somebody send us an intro yesterday, Dante. I had somebody, it was my friend Henry sent me this intro. He goes, you guys need to put this on the Pod Squad. And now with J.I.'s track, if we could mirror the two together. I think we have something. We'll have to get Dewberry on that. Like, he has nothing else to do, right? He has nothing else to do.
J.I., are you missing the barber like we are? Love what you got. Look at what you got going on there.
I'm getting a little beard on the side. Everything is growing. I need a cut. But I kind of like it. I kind of like the beard. So I'm gonna ride it out and see what it looks like once it's said and done.
If I could get my hair that tall by the time this is over, I think we'll be okay. I think we'll be all right. Well, J.I., you touched on it right away. We were going to lead into it at some point. You're so active in the community. Talk about what you have going on with Jump Ministries and how it's going so far and where you see it going from here.
Man, it has been so amazing. It's been so fun. I haven't been so much on the ground. I've been kind of just the face behind it, trying to push it. But you know what they're doing is nothing short of just commendable, and it's so awesome. So Project Life and Jump Ministries Global Church have partnered with each other, and they have turned the church into a feeding center where kids 18 and under can come and pick up food Monday through Friday, breakfast and lunch. And then on top of that, they're busing food to a lot of the extended stay hotels and just the poorer areas of Orlando, and making sure kids and families are getting fed. And they're also, on top of all that, every Friday they've been passing out boxes of non-perishables that should last the family about a week. So they've been doing a whole bunch. I've been just, you know, blessed to watch and try my best to help get the word out. But everything has been great. Everybody's been pushing it. The Magic have done a great job. Joel has been hitting me up all the time, asking me to do things to help push it. So, man, I'm grateful. And I just want to keep it going, man, continue to help the community.
Yeah, we've been pushing it too, J.I., and let everybody know how they can get involved, because I know, you know, maybe not they can't get down there and prepare meals, but they can donate, right? They can donate.
You can head to projectlifenow.org to donate that way. I've been going to the store pretty much every weekend and getting busloads of snacks and stuff like that for the kids and just dropping it off at the church for them to continue to pass it out. So that's one way. You know, if you're comfortable with going to the store and dropping off stuff to Ministries Global Church, but you know, the most way with everybody being home is to get online and donate. And I got a question the other day from a reporter, and they were saying, like, you know, should more people be doing this? And you know, my answer wasn't like, oh yeah, more people should be. I said not necessarily. Everybody plays a part. So if you really can't be out there on the front lines, I don't necessarily want to be out there, right? They're doing it because this is what they want to do. What can we do to help make sure that it continues to happen? So that's donating, that's dropping off supplies, and everybody playing their role in making sure that, you know, everybody in the community gets through this together.
And that's a good point. Everybody can find their niche and their way to help make a difference. The DeVos family right away gave $2.5 million to help with the arena workers and such that weren't going to get. Talk about the DeVos family just as a whole and just what it means to have an ownership like them.
Yeah, well, first off, everybody, just you know, not that Project Life and Jump Ministries is the only people in Orlando that are going out of their way to make sure that, you know, everybody gets through this thing together. So so many different things, different guys on the team doing stuff.
Yeah.
Right. AG donating to OCPS and just amazing, right? Amazing what everybody's doing. And huge shout out to the DeVos family, and not every organization is doing that or has stepped up to do that. So that just speaks volume about the organization that we have and how it's run, and just amazing people. You know, we share a belief system with them when it comes to Christianity, and they're just dope. And for them to step up and do that is huge. I love it. I love playing for Orlando, and yeah.
How much does your time like this, basketball become secondary, right? You're looking at life, and it's a chance to put things in perspective. Some people are finding their faith. Some people are questioning their faith. For you, it's probably strengthening your faith. Just where are you at, and what kind of encouragement would you give somebody who's maybe going through a hard time right now and looking for answers?
You know, that's such a huge question with everything that's going on right now. But like you said, like basketball hits the back burner. Everybody's worrying about being safe. Everybody's worrying about being healthy and protecting their families. Parents are dealing with so much. I think I saw something like, 16.6 million people that are out of jobs, and it's only growing. So it's just unprecedented how crazy this coronavirus is and how it's just kind of flipped our world upside down. There's a big thing about there's no peace, right? People are not at peace right now with what's going on. And a lot of times you talk about peace, right? Everybody likes the peace where it's just like the kind of tranquility peace, like get to the beach, get away from the storms of life and run to some peace that way. But a lot of times the peace that you really need is the peace that stands in the midst of a storm. And to have that peace, you got to have something that you're trusting in that's bigger than the storm that you're going through. So that's why, you know, my faith is in Jesus, and I trust that, and I trust his word, because I believe that he's bigger than the storms that are in my life. And it's not only just a belief thing. I believe that I've experienced it in my own life with storms that have hit me, and I've been able to stand in the midst of them with peace because I'm trusting in his word and trusting in who he says he is. So just finishing up Easter Sunday and everything like that, you know, he's validated to us who he is. And in him, we can find peace and the ability to stand through the trials of life. So that's the encouragement I would say. I'd say everybody take it one day at a time. Everybody's at a different place, a journey in their life, in their faith or no faith at all. But I would always tell somebody to visit that in terms of coronavirus has touched everything in our lives. It's touched our money. It's touched our jobs. It's touched our families. It's touched our health. So if your trust is in something temporary, your peace is gone because it has touched everything temporary. So Jesus said, take heart. And everybody will go through trials in his life. But if you trust in me, you can be at peace because I've overcome the world. And that's what I just try to find my peace in every day.
That's incredible. Well said, man. Yeah, you got a gift for that kind of thing. And
you talk to J.I. for like 6 minutes and you feel better, right? Like everybody, I just feel better. Like all of you, I just need 5 minutes. I can just get 5 minutes of J.I. in my life every day. I'm good. Like it's good.
We talked to Michael Carter Williams yesterday and he just lit up thinking about you and the motivation that you provide the other guys on the team. I know there's a group chat and sometimes you guys are, so how much do you appreciate that they kind of look to you for some advice and guidance and motivation too?
Man, I love our guys. Everybody is, there's a piece of it. Everybody's worried about, staying safe and their families. And, that's the thing that comes first, but we're still in a group chat with each other, checking up on each other. And just still playing jokes. Michael Carter Williams has been on a TikTok doing all his TikToks. He's hilarious. So, it's been great. I miss him. I miss the arena. I miss you guys. I miss the coaching staff, just the entire organization. But trying our best to get through this. So these guys are missed, but we try our best to stay connected like this right here.
Yeah, this is great. Well, we appreciate you doing this. Most importantly, your family, your friends, your circle, as you mentioned a second ago, everybody's impacted by this in some way, but how is everybody doing on your end?
Yeah, I mean, thank God everybody's healthy. My dad is usually in New York, but he's here now. He was here before the coronavirus hit. So good. I'm grateful that he didn't have to go through, everything that New York is going through. I still have some cousins in New York, but everybody's safe up there. I've been in contact with them and we're just, I go over to my mom's place every couple of days and check on them and make sure everybody's okay. Jeremiah's doing good. Everybody's good. I appreciate that.
Now, how is your rehab going, J.I.? Because obviously you were still rehabbing from your injury and this puts a little twist on your rehab now having to do it in your house.
Yeah, it's been going great. Still right. Making progress and going in the right direction. It definitely messed it up a little bit with not being able to go to the arena, but they came and dropped off a bike. They dropped off weights and bands and everything. So they just pretty much send me what I have to do every morning and I just knock it out. So still moving in the right direction. We're still able to get stuff done.
J.I., my mind went to, after you think about keeping everybody safe and what we have to do to get through the virus, when you start thinking about basketball, my mind went to, well, if it's delayed a couple weeks, a month. Could that possibly coincide with J.I.'s rehab? Could there be a possibility? I know we have no idea when and if we're going to get back to basketball, but is that a possibility? You could be ready when the team resumes.
You hit it on the head. There's definitely a possibility, and I'm hoping for that possibility. My mindset is kind of, hey, listen, take it one day at a time. If it lines up, it lines up. I'm ready to go. But if it's not, then, it just wasn't meant to be. So if it does I'm 110% ready to go, body, mind, spirit, and ready to go. I'm good to go. So that's where I'm at.
How weird is it not really having access to a hoop? I know we've talked to a lot of guys nobody can shoot unless you have a hoop outside your house.
My Jeremiah has a hoop at my mom's place. And when I go over there, I shoot for a little bit with him, but that's pretty much all I can do.
It's weird, right? It's just bizarre.
It sucks. I just have a basketball here and just shoot it up in the air, but it's not the same.
No, it's certainly different. And hopefully we can get back to doing it here at some point. But what do you do to stay busy? How do you pass the time? Are you into Netflix, video games? What are you doing to keep busy?
A lot of everything. I've been video games, Netflixing up. I've been reading. I've been taking walks around Lake Eola. So just pretty much doing anything to pass the time. But it's weird. It's actually kind of soothing. To just kind of slow down and just have a chance to reflect over, what it is that you're doing and find different ways to grow. I actually learned how to take I learned how to take links out of watches. Some of my watches were too big. So I just did my second watch right before we did this, taking some links out and making it fit. So
nice. What other hobbies? What other things have you perfected?
You start on a cheap watch first before you get to the expensive ones?
No, I did. I went right for it.
You did.
I went right for it and I did it. So I'm happy about that. Other hobbies? Not so much. I play video games from time to time. Like I said, I read from time to time, watch movies, Netflix.
What's been the go-to on Netflix for you?
What did I just watch? I watched what movie was that? That wasn't Netflix. I watched Bloodshot with Vin Diesel. I watched there's this Christian movie about Jeremy Kemp's situation, like his with his first wife. I think it's I Still Believe. I saw that. I watched IP Man 4. I think I'm missing
some. No series or shows or anything like that? You didn't get into this whole Tiger King craze, did you?
I started it and then I didn't finish. I started the first episode for like 10 minutes and I was like, I don't think I'm going to enjoy this.
Did you peace out because that is very scary that those people are out there?
No, it's just, I just thought it was a little weird. It didn't keep my attention. People said you got to watch it a little longer, no. But it just didn't spark my interest.
Yeah, it's not a little weird. It's a lot weird. It's a lot
weird. I heard it only gets weirder. So I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yes.
Now, what about fans and people reaching out to you? I know you've been active on social and we've seen you pop up in some forums like this. What has the feedback been from fans? I know everybody misses seeing you out there.
Yeah, it's been good. Everybody's just checking on my knee and asking the same question you guys are asking. What is it going to look like if I'm able to come back? And I just kind of just try to give the same answer to everybody. Look, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But no, everybody's been great. Fans have been reaching out on social media and just being fun.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But it was different with us. With us, you guaranteed you'd be back. So that was nice. We appreciate it. What did you see, J.I., what did you see with the team? I know you guys had a big turnaround last year from the end of January, the way you finished the season, got back to the postseason, then win that first playoff game. Seemed like this team had turned a corner after the All-Star break. Can you kind of give us some insight, maybe what changed, what you saw with those guys?
I wouldn't say exactly what changed. I think guys have just, you know, found their second wing. Guys are starting to compete better and just find different ways to exist and play well and score. So I definitely say that we've been playing better that last stretch after the All-Star break. And it sucks that coronavirus happened at this time because you wanted to keep that momentum. But I think we'll be fine when it comes back, or if it does come back and continue to move in the right direction. But guys have been playing great. AG's been playing great. C-Dub and DJ and all those guys, Kale. So really good, really, really good.
Hey, J.I., when you're on the sideline and you have an injury like you have where you're out for an extended period of time, what does Cliff and the coaching staff have you do to not only stay engaged, but maybe to have your input in on the team, maybe things that you're seeing from the player side, but not on the court?
Yeah, so I'm like a little scout. I'm like a little sideline scout. After every game, I get my sheet, and it has matchups. It has things I thought we did well on offense, things that I think we didn't do so well on offense, defense, same thing. And so I just try to pay attention. I rewatch every game that I'm on the bench the night of and try to pick apart Coach Cliff. Why the heck are you running that play? That's a terrible play. or something like that. Try to get little jabs at him or every now and then now that I wasn't playing. So, yeah, but it's been fun. It's definitely been cool to see the game from a different perspective. I remember sitting watching one game, and I'm like, man, like, watching the game live, you know, I'm thinking, okay, that's the reason why we lost. But once you go back to the film, I'm like, no, this is the reason why we lost. We didn't, you know, execute in that area, and it definitely helps me, especially when I'm looking forward to coming back.
Now, that'll help you, though, when you come back, right? Just things that you're picking up along the way.
Absolutely. Right. What have you noticed from maybe the rationale with coach calling plays or the way guys come together, the execution? What have you noticed about some of that and kind of how that's all come together now that you're a scout?
I've noticed that we got a good coach. We got a really good coach in Coach Cliff. And a lot of times you can give him just with the naked eye, you can say, okay, he didn't do this right or this rotation or this and that. And then you watch and say, okay, I understand why he did that. Or once he explains it to you, you see it. So I say watching the film and rewatching it afterwards, I would say that definitely like, okay, we got a good coach on our hands who's helping us to play into the best situation possible or kind of into our best hands.
It was interesting. George was going to be busy when the season ended because we were going to get – he was going to be pumping you hard for Defensive Player of the Year, right? So that was going to be a huge thing. And I know you were going to get votes there. And he was going to be pumping Markel for Most Improved. Yeah. And what have you seen, the transformation from the time you met Markel about a year ago till now, the kind of guy and player he's become?
Yeah, absolutely huge. I always tell the story when we were in high school and we went to the Hoop Summit. He was the best guy there, and I didn't know much about him. I had interacted with him a couple times beforehand and only a little bit at the Hoop Summit, but I was just like, man, this guy can play. He had great feel for the game, super smooth, super skilled. And then, you know, what happened with the shoulder, that guy is still there, and he knows that. And so he's continuing to work every single day to get better and better. He's only going to get better and better. So I'm happy that I'm on the same team as him and looking forward to his career and how he continues to blossom.
Yeah, we're happy you're both on our team too, for sure. At the earlier last week, we caught up with Tracy McGrady and we talked to him for a little bit. And I know you got the opportunity to do some stuff with him during training camp and get to pick his brain a little bit. What did he tell you in camp? Maybe something you didn't know before the season started.
I would say just the consistency piece. Like, you know, he tirelessly worked on his moves and worked on the things that he became so good at. And now it's like second nature to him. And he cannot play basketball right professionally for so long and get right back to it when he's working out with me and just how ingrained those moves are to him. So definitely just the repetition and the consistency.
You know, it's interesting. He mentioned somewhere along the way when he was talking with us in his career, someone helped him with his footwork. And he thought he had it all figured out. He was a great athlete, this and that. But with something I would not have known, he mentions how critical footwork is to an NBA athlete. Have you seen that? Do you focus on your footwork? Where are you on that as well?
I would say absolutely. And having that time spent with him and definitely talking about footwork and him helping me with my footwork on different moves was huge. So it'll be like, hopefully it'll be like that for my career. Like, look, Tracy McGrady talked to me about footwork and then it blossomed into greatness. So yeah.
I'm all aboard with that. Hey, yeah. So we got in a couple of days coming out, we've got this documentary on Michael Jordan, which I'm sure you've been following. And
looking forward to it.
What do you anticipate? It sounds something like 10,000 hours of footage that they've poured through to put this together. What when you think of Michael Jordan, what do you think of, and how excited are you to see all this?
I saw some tweet talking about how people are going to think he's not really a good dude. And so that kind of has my interest in just terms of what he means by that.
Yep.
And, you know, I know he's just a competitor and an extremely serious and relentless, you know, performer. So I'm looking forward to just seeing his mindset and the way he attacked his day and worked hard, kind of like, you know, much like Kobe and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to just seeing that piece and also just seeing the other parts of him that aren't basketball related. Yeah.
All right, Jay, we're asking a lot of the guys, since everybody's in quarantine and we're all quarantined with our families, this, that, and the other. If you had to be quarantined with three of your teammates, you could only pick three of your teammates to be quarantined with. Who would it be?
Three of my teammates, I would pick DJ. I would pick DJ, Michael Carter Williams, and AG.
Oh,
that's a good trio. Everybody's picking DJ. DJ is the common thread with everybody. Why is that?
DJ's hilarious. DJ's hilarious. He's always cracking jokes. Yeah, he's just a clown. So to quarantine with him.
But you've got three different areas there. You've got, I mean, they all bring something different to the table with those three that you mentioned.
Oh, what each one bring? AG's just a cool dude. He's cool. Chill. You know, he has his funny moments too. He's just not so much as DJ. And same thing, and CW, you see with the TikToks, he's hilarious and just at a different frequency as thing. But him and DJ mesh well together.
What's been your favorite TikTok of MCW's?
Absolutely, the Jerome one from Martin.
Oh, was in the house.
That was outstanding. That was outstanding.
He started just by sending it to you guys. He was sending it to family, but then he sent it to you guys. So what's, you got to fill us in on the feedback when you guys were giving him when he started making these.
Guys loved it. Guys, he sent us the first couple ones he sent us was him just voicing over some rap battles. And we loved it. So everybody was laughing in the group chat, and then he went to the Jerome one, and then that was the killer.
That brought the house down, the Jerome.
Yep.
How about you? Can we see you on TikTok? Is that your deal?
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe who knows? Who knows? This yeah. Quarantine has been a while. You know, you don't want to say what you'll never do. It might just call for it. But right now, no.
All right. Good. I know I'm pretty close to painting a volleyball and talking to it.
Yeah, there you go. See, make you do stuff you never thought you'd do. So
do whatever we can do. All right, we got another game. So I don't know how active you are on Instagram. I know you post and I see your messages, but I don't know how much you check your teammates' Instagram. So we've got some pictures here. You got to tell us which of your teammates' Instagram account this came from. All right? So we're going to get some pictures up here. You'll probably be able to tell some of these pretty quickly. But here's the first one. Who's this?
Evan.
There is not one guy that has missed Evan Fournier. Why is it? Is it because of the store? It's the clothes. That's
clothes.
Everybody said.
Yeah, but the clothes, it was a women's store. But I guess still people know. What do you got here?
SAG.
Good.
That is Aaron Gordon. That one's been tough for guys. Some guys thought it was Terrence. How about this one?
What do you got here?
Ooh, I see the cap on backwards. That's MCW.
That's a good call. That's MCW. Absolutely. You're 3 for 3. Let's give him one more. How about this one?
That's me.
Now, what happened here? Can we talk about what was discussed here?
Yeah.
Is this after he made the game winner against us?
Yeah. So he's just like, hey, good job. Good game, young fella. Keep working. I'm like, man, get out of my face.
I don't want to hear that right now. Yeah, you're exactly right.
That was the game where he hit the shot close to the end of the game, right? To beat us. Yeah, he had a lot of points that night. Yeah. He had a lot of points.
All right. Now, take a look at these jerseys now, J.I. This has been very enlightening for us. These are all the jerseys in Magic history. If you can only pick three, all right? I don't know if you can see the numbers on it, but give us the three
Give us the three jerseys you would roll with here.
Only pick three. Okay, you got to go with a black, a white, and a blue. So I'm going to go with number one.
Okay.
Okay. Very popular.
A white one. I'm going to go with seven.
Okay. So the current ones that we have now.
Yep.
And then the most people might not pick this, but I'm going to pick 10.
City. Mike picked that yesterday. You were the second one. You like that?
1, 7, and 10.
The space city shirt. All right, I like that one. That's a good call. All right, what else do we have for J.I.? Okay,
J.I., I got to know. This has been interesting too. Discovery. What snack have you found yourself diving into that you would not have ordinarily done? We've heard all kinds of answers, but what snack can you not put down?
Chips Ahoy cookies and milk. I've been having that every night when I just chill out and watch a movie. It's Chips Ahoy cookies and milk.
How are we going through a whole sleeve of those at a time?
I'd rather not say.
Zach's not listening, or Nathan. Nobody's listening.
Zach has eyes and ears everywhere.
See, George, you and J.I. have a lot in common with that.
We do. We like cookies. We both like cookies.
Chips Ahoy cookies.
Likes cookies too.
That's right. That's right.
Well, listen, I think the last thing, and we'll let you go. We appreciate the time as always. And what would you say to Magic fans? I know they're missing seeing you out there, and hopefully we know we're going to be back at some point. We don't know if we'll get to finish this season or not, but eventually you're going to be back out there and doing what you love. I know you miss playing, and I know you miss interacting with fans.
Yeah, I mean, fans, I would say, look, basketball's fantastic. Not necessarily the most important thing right now. So I'm sure they're super concerned about their family. So continue to be. Cherish the time with your kids, with your loved ones, with yourself, if you're by yourself like me. So find a way to find some silver lining in it. Find a way to stay encouraged every day. Find a way to make yourself better in this time. And Magic Basketball, we'll be back and better in no time.
That's right.
We appreciate it. Well said. Thanks for the time, J.I., and look forward to seeing you soon, man.
Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, J.I.
Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.